This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. A cheering crowd greeted county officials and the president of Miami-Dade College as early voting began on the school's north campus today. The mood was celebratory, in part because only weeks ago, there were no plans for voting on college campuses at all.
Next caller.
Students donned red, white, and blue tutus and shook plastic, star-shaped clapper toys. They lined up excitedly behind a black curtain, waiting for their turn to vote. For 2 weeks, 12 hours a day, the library at Miami-Dade College's North Campus will be one of 28 locations for early voting. Three of those are at colleges, a fairly new development that came after a July court ruling allowing early voting on campuses and activism from students.
Not only are we thankful and very grateful, but we're also proud of ourselves for coming together and making this happen.
Carolina Mendoza is president of the college's Student Government Association. She traveled to the early voting site from the Wolfson campus where she goes downtown.
We're all dressed really festively. We all took a bus over here. It was a huge deal for us.
Miami-Dade College President Eduardo Padron got in line around noon to fill out his ballot. He came out of the polling place wearing an I voted sticker and waving a small American flag. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami. WLRN's engagement producer Katie Lepre contributed reporting for this story. This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.